Folks at Paycheck BarnBurner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fire It Up, now on iHeartRadio, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, 101. Yes, 101 platforms. Welcome to NFL Blitz, the Week 14 recap with the Hall of Famer Steve Carney of WDAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. All right, the week started off Thursday. I got to mention this. Tennessee getting by Jacksonville 30-9, but have you ever seen a performance by a running back who you never even heard of, Derrick Henry?
Well, I've certainly heard of Derrick Henry. He won a Heisman Trophy at the University of Alabama. He was one of the best college running backs in the nation, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. Has you know, when he went to Tennessee, he basically split time with DeMarco Murray his first 2 years. This year, he had a halfway decent year last year, but he had really struggled this year. Through the first 11 games of the season, he had just 474 yards rushing. And then he comes out and does something that no other running back in the history of the NFL since the merger had done, rushing for more than 200 yards and 4 touchdowns on less than 20 carries. 17 carries, 238 yards, those 4 touchdowns, including a league record tying 99 yard touchdown run, only the second time in NFL history that had happened, the first time in 35 years that somebody had run 99 yards for a touchdown. I was shocked. The one thing that I'm not shocked about is that this would come against Jacksonville. That team has quit on its head coach and on its front office. It would not surprise me if both Doug Marrone and Tom Coughlin are out after this year.
That certainly may be the case. All right, let's get to Sunday's matchups here. The Cleveland Browns. Yes, the Cleveland Browns did it again, beating Carolina 26-20. By the way, Steve, Cleveland's now 3-2 in the last 5 games, 5-7-1 overall. That's five times. Thank you, Booker T. 5 times better than they did last year. They're 5-7.
Yeah, they're 5-7-1 now after 13 weeks of play. And I think that Greg Williams, you know, the second G stands for genius when it comes to Greg Williams, has him going in the right direction. I think it's too bad that he's not going to be the full-time head coach come next year, because I have a feeling that there's a couple of guys, especially because of John Dorsey's connection to Green Bay. Do not be surprised if Mike McCarthy, who has already said he wants to coach next year, is not the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns. He's supposed to. He's known as a quarterback guru. They've got a young quarterback in Baker Mayfield. It would not surprise me if Mike McCarthy is not the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns. And really, they've got things going in the right direction. You mentioned it. Now, this is against a Carolina team that is, let's just face it, they're in a free fall. They've lost 5 straight now. They're awful on the road. They were awful on the road this week.
Yeah. Steve, you there?
I'm here.
All right. So, yeah, they're really bad, but let's get to another game. Green Bay getting by Atlanta 34-20. Green Bay 5-7-1, Atlanta 4-9. But Aaron Rodgers, again, not playing like his old self, only throwing for 196 yards, I believe. 21 of 32 for 196 yards. Matt Ryan, 28 of 42 for 263, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Yeah, the big thing about this and the big reason why Green Bay was able to win by 2 touchdowns was the fact that they didn't turn the ball over. While the Falcons have had problems holding on to the football, they had a fumble that they lost, and also you mentioned the interception by Matt Ryan. And Green Bay also returned one of those went for a touchdown. So I think that you look at that, that's bad news, and it shows you why Atlanta is as bad as they are this year. I mean, we're talking about a division where 3 teams made the playoffs last year. Now it looks like they'll be lucky they won't be lucky, but only one team from the NFC South is going to make the playoffs, because I think the other 3 are started to fall off the wayside.
All right. The New York Giants, 40. Washington Redskins, 16. And let's 5-8, the Giants now, 6-7. Let's hear it for Saquon Barkley. 14 rush attempts for 170 yards. That's 12.1 yards a carry.
Yeah, and let's also hear it for Mr. Butt Fumble himself, Mark Sanchez, who had two interceptions early in this game and got pulled and replaced by Josh Johnson. Of all people, I didn't even know Josh Johnson was back in the league. I thought that he had been that he had gone to, you know, the AAF league or he was going to play in the XFL in 2020. But he's now going to get some serious playing time in Washington because, well, they don't have anybody that can play quarterback. Maybe they'll have to go sign your boy the Peterman to play quarterback because, let's face it, I don't think Mark Sanchez is good enough to play in this league anymore.
Like Carmella in WWE says, dance break. Now we're going to take a Tampa Bay XFL team update. Steve, how was your tryout? Did anybody hear it? And I got a few people who say they want Steve Carney to do another sort of thing. Let's go. Here's the situation. Steve, get ready. You did this last week. We're going to do it till you get a job and I get 60% of your salary. All right, here we go. It's the fourth quarter. The Tampa Bay XFL team is down 26-21, so they need a touchdown to win. 1:40 left on the clock. Steve, take it from there.
You're really going to make me do this again. The Tampa Bay Ziffles need a touchdown here. We're inside 2 minutes of the final quarter here at Raymond James Stadium. The Ziffles taking the ball on the 25-yard line as Nelson gets under center. He takes a look at the defense, changes the play at the line. Now holds, trying to draw Seattle offside. Now he takes the snap and drops back. Alino takes the handoff off right tackle across the 25 to the 27-yard line for a gain of two. It'll be second and two. Clock is running. Ziffles have no timeouts left. Nelson's got to get them back to the line. He does quickly and spikes the ball for second down. It'll be third down and eight with just over a minute 10 to play. 1:12 to play in the fourth quarter, 27-21. The Ziffles need a touchdown here to try and get their first win of the season. They'll get it in the huddle on third down and eight. You can expect the three wide receiver set to come out. They do like Alino in the backfield as he is known for blocking quite well in passing plays and still being able to work out at the check down for Nelson. So here comes third and eight. As expected, the three wide receivers, Kasich is out wide to the left. You've got Alino, the lone setback behind Nelson. Now Nelson moves back into the shotgun formation. And here's the snap. The pressure is on. Nelson steps up in the pocket, fires down to the left side. Kasich is wide open. He makes the catch. He's across midfield and out of bounds. He'll stop the clock with 51 seconds left to play. That's all I'm doing.
All right, so you can. Next week we'll have the conclusion with 51 seconds left. All right.
There'll be no conclusion.
Yes. Pacing's got to score a touchdown.
I can't believe you're making me paint the picture. We're not going to have the XFL here for two more years, Joe.
Hold on. Did you see Tampa Bay named their team the Nipples?
No, the Zipples, the XFLs.
Zipples, nipples, whatever. All right. Finger looking good. New Orleans, 28. Tampa, 14. What's going on with Jameis Winston?
You know, it's a weird set because this game was such in hand. We had people talking about, you know, this could be the real turnaround. They led 14-3 at halftime. New Orleans had 3 yards rushing as a team through the first 30 minutes of this game. Then New Orleans goes on and scores the final 25 unanswered points to take the victory. New Orleans is just a really good team. You know, they basically, they made the adjustments. They got more pressure on Winston. And unfortunately for Jameis, he in a second touchdown in the second quarter, right before the end of the first half, he looked like he got his leg rolled up on, and I think his ankle wasn't right for the rest of the game. He made no excuses after the game, but I didn't think he looked right for the second half. And a lot of his passes were high, which tells me that he wasn't able to plant his front foot when he was throwing throwing the foot. So I think that he had an ankle issue for the second half, and it really showed.
All right, this game, you got 12 seconds to talk about. You know which game I'm talking about. The New York Jets defeat the Buffalo Bills 27-23. The Bills, like Tampa, were up 14-3. They let it go, but Josh Allen, this guy should be a running back. 9 attempts for 101 yards.
Yeah, but I think that you have to look more importantly at the scoreboard and the fact that Sam Darnold, even though he only threw for 170 yards, was able to lead the Jets to victory. And your poor Buffalo Bills, who made the playoffs last year, are now going to find themselves with 10.
All right. Forget about that. Okay. Now, Indianapolis 24, Houston 21. Houston's win streak snapped. Good game.
Yeah. You look at the AFC South, and it's just a wild and weird it's just a crazy division. You look at it, you've got three teams with seven or more victories so far, with Houston at 9-4, Indy and Tennessee are both 7-6. Really, the only team that's garbage in that one is Jacksonville. We talked about them already. And how about Andrew Luck? Do you think Andrew Luck is back yet? 399 yards and a couple of touchdowns. T.Y. Hilton had 199 of those 399 yards. Not a bad afternoon.
All right, another good game. It was Kansas City in overtime getting by Baltimore 27-24.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to this game because this means we're going to have an angry Baltimore that the Buccaneers are going to have to face next weekend on the road. I think that I'm certainly not looking forward to it. The Buccaneers have a really tough schedule to finish out the year. Two of their final three games are on the road. They go at Baltimore next week, followed by at Dallas. You look at it, it's not a surprise. Patrick Mahomes, he's really good. The Baltimore defense is very good, but not nearly as good as Kansas City's offense. There's a reason why Kansas City is 11-2.
All right, the last 1 p.m. game, and maybe we saved the best for last for 1 o'clock games. Miami Dolphins 34, the New England Patriots 33. Steve, how many times do hook and lateral three times work to win a game?
Well, I can tell you that it's the first time this year that I've seen it happen, and I was part of one of those games where it was a three lateral final play of the game. You saw that in Carolina between the Bucs and the Panthers, and if DeSean Jackson didn't have grease on his fingertips and made a catch, he might have scored the winning touchdown in that game as well. But that one was really weird. It was they said afterwards the play, which was called Boise, which is not a surprise because if you know anything about college football, the Boise State hook and lateral play against Oklahoma in 2007 at the Fiesta Bowl, that's what they're known for. And, it was not drawn up to be run that way, but it worked anyway. And it was really, really weird because I had somebody ask me about that afterwards. You know, I can't believe it. I said, Belichick must have made a mistake. And the person looked at me and said, Bill Belichick doesn't make mistakes. So it was really weird.
Well, the last tackle was Gronkowski, and he tackled like, oh, my God, never mind. All right, let's get to the 4 p.m. games quickly. Let's start off with Detroit beating Arizona 17-3. You got 12 seconds.
Not a surprise. Arizona is terrible, even worse than the Lions, and even playing at home. If you thought that Arizona had a chance in this game, you were sorely mistaken.
All right, so how do you explain the Denver Broncos They go into San Fran, lose to the 49ers 20-14. They were on a roll, but what's going on with Denver now?
You know, I wonder if the trade of Demaryius Thomas is taking some of the air out of the balloon. I know that traveling to San Francisco can be difficult for some teams, but I didn't think that Denver was one of them. And to see them lose to the 49ers, that's a team that the Buccaneers handled easily. Now, granted, they didn't give up 210 yards passing, or I should say receiving, to George Kittle. So the Broncos have their work cut out for them on defense. But I was kind of surprised that the Niners were able to pull this one out.
All right, the Chargers getting by the Bengals 26-21.
Yeah, and Jeff Driscoll screwed this one up at the end of the game. The Bengals had an opportunity. They had about 45 seconds left on the clock. They got the ball right around the 25 for their final drive without any timeouts. And Jeff Driscoll, who is in there because Andy Dalton is on injured reserve, I don't know if he didn't realize how much time was left on the clock or the fact that he didn't have any timeouts. But he was just almost walking up to the line and not really worried about trying to hit the team down the field, because it's not like they needed a field goal to tie this. They needed six to do anything. So I would have thought he would have had a little more urgency in his mannerisms. But he took a sack and then had a short pass on third down. And as the time was winding down under 10 seconds, I think he wanted to try and spike the football for one last Hail Mary. But they realized he couldn't do it because it was fourth down. And they ended up running out of time and not being able to run a play. Very poorly run final drive from the Bengals. And this is the sort of thing that if Marvin Lewis didn't have, he must have dirty pictures of somebody, because that's the type of drive they get the coach fired.
All right, the next game we'd like to talk about. The defending Super Bowl champions, Philadelphia Eagles, are probably done. They lose in overtime to Dallas 29-23. And boy, did that trade for Cooper work out to Dallas's favor. He had 10 receptions for 217 yards, 3 touchdowns, including the game winner.
Yeah, not only that, but they also had 142 yards rushing as a team, including 113 on nearly 30 carries from Ezekiel Elliott. So you look at it, they ran 90 plays on offense, the Cowboys did, 54 passes, 36 rushing attempts, and they basically just they could almost move the ball at will. I'm surprised that this took overtime. But it's the NFC East, so you know that most of these games are going to end up being tight, you know, unless it's, you know, the Giants in Washington from earlier today. But I'm not surprised that Dallas came out on top in this one. They've looked fantastic over the last month or so, and there's a reason why they are starting to pull away from everybody else in the division. It's why Washington is falling off, and now Philadelphia at 6-7 finds themselves 2 games back with 3 games to play.
All right, the last game, I wouldn't think one of the best games of the day, the Oakland Raiders. Yes, the Oakland Raiders survive and upset the Pittsburgh Steelers 24-21. And John Gruden, after the game, was partying like it was 2002 when he won the Super Bowl with your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. God, it was...
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, for me, I think the big thing was the rib injury suffered by Ben Roethlisberger and ended up causing him to miss a big portion of the second half of this game. They had to go to Joshua Dobbs under center, Mike Tomlin did. And again, this is without James Conner, whose ankle injury has caused him to miss this week. And I have a feeling that if this is a high ankle sprain, we're talking about he'll probably miss 3 more weeks after this. So he might not be ready until the end of the regular season if this is as significant an injury as it's being led on. So I would say it's going to be at least 2 weeks and maybe as many as 4 before Connor gets back. That's a big thing for Pittsburgh as they're trying to to secure the AFC North and secure a home playoff matchup. You know, they'll have to deal with Baltimore. Baltimore is right there with them at 7. They're 7-6. Pittsburgh is 7-5-1. You know, this is going to come down to probably the end of the regular season.
All right. Next week in week 15, we got Thursday and we got Saturday football. Saturday football. Great. Steve, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I love Saturday football. You can follow me on Twitter at Steve Carney. Check me out on WDA 95.3 FM and 620 weekdays. And if you're not in the Tampa Bay market, it's on the iHeartRadio app.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right. Thank you, Joe.